Richard Bridge and Spider podcast. Bridge's blindfold challenge for Give Me Five for Kids.
Option one, wax Tom Tate, public speaking on local issues. Or option three, help birth a cow. That was all going to plan. And then Malcolm rung up from Hope's Relief.
And we would like to donate $2,000 from Hope's Relief Eczema Relief to see Bridge do option...
Well, that was the deal, Spider. The deal was that the option that raised the most money for God of Hymns, Give Me Five for Kids, was what the challenge, the blindfolded challenge, was going to be.
Yeah, and we had a lot of fun doing it, but the hardest thing was is trying to convince Bridge. We knew nothing about it.
You are full of it, and you still are.
And, gee, I'll tell you what, I am mentally scarred from yesterday getting the abuse for four hours. I went to the boss for HR issues at the end.
You stuck me around and were my secret admirer for Valentine's Day. You said Dr. Chris Brown was coming to the studio.
Guys.
You didn't. You've ripped my heart out that many times. Why would I trust you? And you, Richard.
Yeah.
You are both.
Excuse me. I was holding your hand through most of yesterday.
Because you couldn't see and I couldn't hear.
Because you were blindfolded and you had headphones
that
on.
That was the worst part, was not knowing. In fact, I was trying to get a loan to outbid everyone else's money for me not to do it.
Okay.
I was petrified.
This is how it unfolded yesterday. We got you in the 92.5 God FM Roadrunner.
Yep.
You had the blindfold on. You had the headphones on. So you didn't know. You couldn't
had
recognize.
Had no sense of anything.
Yep. Couldn't recognize your surroundings. And we got you to the location after having taken you up in a lift.
What are you doing?
No, that's all right. Just lift your foot up.
Lift your foot up. What? Oh my God, what are you doing?
No, nothing. You're all right. All right. You can sit down. You can sit down now.
Okay.
Sit back. Shuffle up on the chair. I'm just going to give you a leg up.
What am I doing?
Richard's very excited. Put your feet down. No, there's a little stool on it.
I can't hear. This is horrible. What?
Perfect.
Why is it so wobbly?
No, you're not going to fall.
Oh, my God.
What's going on in my ear?
Bridget, it's Tony. Can you hear me?
Yes, whoever Tony is.
Stand by.
What do you mean, stand by?
Clear.
Okay, Bridget, it's Tony here. We're live to air in about 15 seconds or so. What we need you to do is look down straight at the camera. You'll see the auto cue. Just read the auto cue.
I need my glasses.
Stay calm and everything will be cool.
Oh,
remember,
fix my hair.
No swearing.
Oh.
So here we go. We've got about 10 seconds.
My hair. Oh, my God.
5 seconds.
Oh.
Here we go. And the opener's rolling. Server 8.
What? Live from 50 Capital Avenue, Surfers Paradise. This is 9 Gold Coast News.
Evening. A father of six will spend at least the next month behind bars for allegedly knocking over a policeman during a speedy getaway. Nicholas Gibbons claims he didn't realise his victim was an officer because he wasn't in uniform.
Nicholas Gibbons was allegedly in the front passenger seat of a parked, stolen car in...
A 39-year-old Palm Beach woman has become embroiled in a sophisticated scam. It took the efforts of a highly professional team based in two cities to pull off the fraud. 10 minutes into the woman's terrifying ordeal, it was revealed all was not as it seemed. The woman had been led to believe she was live on air when, in fact, there was still 30 minutes until 9 Gold Coast News was to be broadcast. The con woman now stands accused of impersonating Bruce Page.
You nailed it! You absolutely nailed it! You read everything!
Need a drink.
Get out, you didn't do well.
I could have done my hair and makeup a bit better. Gracie!
What was it like
when you're going live
that
and you're thinking, I am live?
Was horrendous. First of all, not knowing, and then you sitting me down and saying that my hand's on the desk, you ripping the blindfold off, having Tony in my ear going, because I felt you putting something in my ear, saying, you know, live in 15 seconds, and then blindfold off, and I am in Bruce Page's chair. 9 News Gold Coast. And, of course, I'm thinking, I don't know what time it is. I know it was around, you know, somewhere in the 5 o'clock hour. So I'm going, is it 5:30? So in case it was live, I couldn't get on and go, yeah, right, as if I'm not live, in case it was live. So next minute, auto cue starts running. And I'm going, oh, good evening. Oh, my God. I'm live on air. And I'm thinking, I haven't pre-read this. I have no idea what's going on. I've got Tony in my ear going, okay, we're going to vision here, but keep on talking over the vision. I've got the producer coming in going, we need you to read the auto cue faster. I'm going, shh, Stop. What's going on? Tony going, come on, hurry up. What's going on? Oh, that was horrendous. Well, very funny, though. Very funny.
You did incredibly well.
And you can see it tonight on... The stunned look on your face as it's just about to go live, it was priceless.
You guys, payback is a dish that's going to be very, very cold.
Thank you to everybody that donated to God of Heaven's Give Me Fire for Kids. That was the most money we got, and that was what we did.
Thank you from the pits of my pits for not making Tom Tate wax my pits. Can I say that as well?
Richard Bridge and Spider, weekdays from 5 on 92.5 Gold FM.